أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My brief topic today is life in this world is but sport and pastime. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبٌ وَلَهْوٌ وَلَلدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. It's a verse from Surah 6, chapter 6, verse 32. It can be translated as, the life of this world is nothing but a sport and a pastime, and the life of the hereafter is far better for those who seek to ward off their ruin. Will you not then understand? The life in this world, Hayat al-Dunya, is compared with sport and pastime. This does not mean that earthly life has nothing serious about it and that it has been brought into being just as a sport and pastime. What this means is that compared with the true and abiding life of the hereafter, earthly life seems, as it were, a sport, a transient pastime with which to amuse oneself before turning to serious business. Earthly life has been likened to a sport and pastime for another reason as well. Since ultimate reality is hidden in this world, the superficially minded people who lack true perception encounter many things which cause them to fall a prey to misconceptions. As a result of these misconceptions, such people indulge in a variety of actions which are so blatantly opposed to reality that their life seems to consist merely of sport and pastime. One who assumes the position of a king in this world, for example, is no different from the person who plays the part of a king on the stage of a theater. His head is bedecked with a crown and he goes about commanding people as if he were a king, even though he has no royal authority. He may later, if the director of the theater wishes, be either dismissed from his royal office, put into prison, or even be sentenced to death. Plays of this kind go on all over the world. Saints and man-made deities are deemed to respond to human supplications, even though they do not have a shred of authority to do so. Again, some people try to unravel the unseen, even though to do so lies altogether beyond their reach. Then there are those who claim to provide sustenance to others, despite the fact that they are themselves dependent on others for their own sustenance. Then there are those who think that they have the power either to bestow honor and dignity on human beings or to degrade them, either to confer benefits or to harm them. Such people go about trumpeting their own glory, but their own foreheads bear the stamp of their humble bondage to their Creator. By just one twist of fortune, such people may fall off their pedestals and be trampled under the feet of those upon whom they have been imposing their God-like authority. All these people come to a sudden end with death. As soon as man crosses the boundaries of this world and steps into the next, the reality becomes fully manifest. All the misconceptions that he has entertained will be peeled away, and he will be shown the true worth of his belief and actions. صدق الله العلي العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بآياته والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم.